This is your host, Michelle, and you're listening to Old TV with a New Twist. Let's see what classic television show we're watching and talking about this month. Hello, everyone, and welcome to our second bonus episode for January of 2024. I decided to find out how well my family and I know each other's classic TV favorites. So while I had my husband and my two children doing other podcasts with me, I decided to just ask them to prepare what they think my top five shows are, and I'd prepare what I think their top five shows are. And then we recorded it. It's just a little small segment just to see how well we knew each other. Well, some people did better than others. It was a lot of fun. And I suggest you do that with your own family. See how well you know each other's classic TV preferences. Anyway, here's just a short podcast for you to enjoy and just to find out what we like to watch. First up on the hot seat is my husband, Ted, first trying to name my top five shows and then me trying to guess his. If we had to name my top five shows of all time, go ahead.
Three shows I would think of off the top of my head. Eight is enough.
Absolutely.
Facts of Life.
Yes.
Petticoat Junction.
Yes.
The other two, it might take me some time to think about it. You gave me a hint, maybe.
I could give you a hint, but it would put you right there.
Yeah.
Good night.
Irene? What are you talking about? Good night what? Good night.
Good night who? Good night, John Boy.
John. Oh, the Waltons. Yes. Oh, my bad.
The Waltons. And the other one.
Yes. Good night, John.
The other one. Newhart.
Oh, that's the top five? Newhart? Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I should have known about John Boy and the Waltons.
Yeah.
That's four. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But the top two would be The Facts of Life and Eight is Enough.
Right.
So let's see if I can guess what your top five TV shows are. Now, we've discussed mine, one of which is not Goodnight Irene. That fabulous show from the 70s.
It's not Goodnight anything. That was a clue.
I know, but that was funny.
Right.
Anyway, So
you're going to go first.
I'm going to try and guess your top five.
Okay.
Seinfeld.
It's on the list.
Yay. I'm thinking it's around the top.
It's on the list.
Okay. Columbo.
It's on the list.
Yes. Okay. Everybody Loves Raymond.
It's on the list.
Oh my goodness, babe. I'm so excited.
Those are easy though.
I feel like I'm on a game show.
You'll probably get the top four.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
All right. It gets more difficult.
No, it doesn't.
Monk.
It's on the list.
Yes!
I only got three of yours. This is a tricky one.
You got Good Night,
this is
Irene.
A tricky one. This is a tricky one.
Okay, I have to be honest, y'all. That's the only four I had. I'm out. I'm done. I had no more. But wait, let me think.
Those are easy.
Can you give me a hint? Like I gave you Goodnight Irene. Give me a hint.
I'm trying to think of a clue that really wouldn't give it away.
Okay, let me just ask you a question.
Yes.
Is it something I've seen you watch a lot?
Yes.
Have we watched it together a lot?
Yes.
Is it Barnaby Jones?
No.
Oh, but is it Streets of San Francisco?
No. Those were on the list, and I struggled.
Okay.
As to whether or not they should be in the top five.
You got to give me a hint about that fifth show. That's
I'm going to give you a clue. Disney World.
Okay.
That's a clue.
Twilight Zone.
Yes. I love that show. But it only comes on. I only see it once a year.
Once a year. New Year's Day.
Okay, go ahead. So that's my top five.
Yeah. So that's it. Okay, great. Well, thank you for wrapping this up. I think we know each other very well, babe.
Very good.
All right. Next up was one of our favorite podcasters, my daughter, Eden. Now, I'd like to state our ages simply because to show the difference in generations.
Right.
You know, Dad and I did them. Him and I are both 60-ish.
Mm-hmm. Ish. And yeah. I'm 30-ish.
Very good. So mine are so easy for everyone. My top five shows. Go.
So I'm thinking definitely Petticoat Junction. Eight is Enough.
Yes.
The Waltons.
Yes.
So that's three. And are they all classic?
Yeah. They're nothing current. You know me. Okay. The other one is so obvious.
Newhart.
Yes.
Okay. Is the last one the most obvious?
It's in the top two with Eight is Enough. Come on, Eden.
Facts of Life?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. For a split second, I was like, what is it? But yes, Facts of Life. Got it.
Okay, now I've got to guess your top five, and I have a feeling this isn't going to be as easy, but I'm going
to
try.
I don't know if I was able to come up with five.
Okay.
Let me think how many are in my head. Yeah, I probably just have four.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Friends.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so excited. I got one. Yes. I'm just thrilled. Okay. Seinfeld?
Mm-hmm. So Friends and Seinfeld.
Okay.
Seinfeld more so because it just reminds me of being little and it reminds me of you and Dad.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask a couple questions?
Mm-hmm.
Or we go in Nickelodeon on some of these? Or so the Disney only, Channel, Nickelodeon, those kind of shows?
The only other two left, one is full-blown Disney.
Okay, so like Sunny with a Chance? Or Even Stevens?
No, close. You're close with Even Stevens. Think like that time frame.
Yeah. Is it?
I can give you the actress.
Give me the actress.
Hilary Duff.
Oh yeah, but I can't think of the name of it.
Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah. Okay. Lizzie McGuire.
I feel like that was very formative in my like limited 2 years. So Lizzie McGuire, Friends, Seinfeld. And the last one, this is the same one that Gino did not get. And it is the most obvious to me. It was the first one that I came up with. Mom, I have all of these on DVD.
Okay. Okay. Oh, Full House.
Full House. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Full House. That's like my favorite show ever out of all of these. The best show ever.
Yeah.
I've probably seen every episode a million times.
Well, I got it. All right. Well, thank you for that. That was fun.
You're welcome.
We did pretty good.
Yeah.
We know each other. So,
I mean,
well.
I know you a little bit better than you know me, but you know, whatever.
Well, I'm a little more predictable. Let's face it.
And now, last but not least, my final victim in the hot seat, my son, Caleb.
You ready, Caleb?
Yeah, I'm ready. I think I got you. I think I'll get four.
I have agonized over trying to guess what your favorites were.
Since we talked a tiny bit, let's see if the ones that I put as definites are ones that you put. And let's see if the ones I put at alternate are ones that you would have kind of pieced together for me. So I'll be curious to see.
This is going to be terrible on me, but let's go on.
Okay,
I'll try and guess yours first. Okay, you ready?
Okay, you go. Okay.
Your top shows.
Okay.
Seinfeld.
Okay, that was number one.
I have it as number one.
Okay.
Okay. MASH.
People, yes, that's an alternate, but yes, and I would put it in my top five. Yes.
Okay.
So I'll give you two.
Okay. In Living Color.
Yes.
Oh. Okay. That's all I had.
That was third. That's all you had.
That's all I had.
Okay.
I mean, I was thinking like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Ghostbusters, but that's cartoons.
No, hold on. On my main list, I had Saturday morning cartoons in general.
Okay, well, that would be those.
Yes. I put that as my top three mains. Now, right. MASH was a below that.
Exactly.
It was Seinfeld and Living Color, Saturday morning cartoons.
Right.
So I think you did good. I think you did well. I'll give you a pass.
All right.
I'll give you a 95.
Yeah. Go ahead. Let's go.
Now for yours. Eight is enough.
Yes.
Okay. The Waltons.
Yes.
Let's see. Brady Bunch.
No.
No, not on top five.
No.
Really? Partridge Family.
Nope.
Not in your top five. That was one of your. All right. Well, in my honorable mentions, Days of Our Lives.
No.
Wow.
Days of My Lives in 40 years.
I know, but you watched it religiously. Like, that was something
it was
that you
were.
It was
not one of the ones I watched. It was General Hospital and it was Another World. And Days of Our Lives
were the ones that, what was it, Luke and Laura and all that?
No,
nonsense?
That's General Hospital.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, General Hospital?
No.
So I only got two?
Eight is enough in the Waltons. That's it. You come up with any more.
See, I think it's unfair to have a mom show list top five because
I watch a lot of
stuff.
It's
all you talk about.
Want me to tell you the ones you missed?
Yeah, because
I think I'm so transparent with these things. One of them that you missed was in my top two, The Facts of Life.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But now that you say it, yes, Facts of Life.
The third one, my third top in the top five, no one else was obsessed with me. As a matter of fact, all y'all thought it's stupid, whatever. Petticoat Junction.
That's dumb. That's a terrible show.
Yeah. So that's four. The fifth one you would have never gotten. Dad didn't get it. It's just, you know, Newhart.
There was like six different versions of that.
No, but just the one called Newhart, the one at the inn in Vermont.
Oh, well, that's unfair too.
Why?
Lucy, the Lucy show.
I love Lucy.
That's the same thing. But yeah, okay. I mean, I can see that, but I don't give myself a failing grade because there are just too many to pick from.
All the ones you listed were ones that I like. They just weren't in the top five. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This has been an exercise as how well the four of us know each other, how well our family knows each other. And I think we all did very well.
All right. You're welcome.
All right. Bye.
This is Michelle, and thank you for joining us for this episode of Old TV with a New Twist. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, or on your Apple Podcast app. And join our Facebook group, Old TV with a New Twist Podcast Group, and tell us what you'd like to hear us talk about, and we'll keep you informed of what's to come. We'll be back next month with a whole new episode of Old TV with a New Twist.